Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
And now, coming to you live from atop the Lavender Town Radio Tower, it's the one, the only Pucko Podcast!
Ethan, I have a joke for you.
Okay, hit me.
Alright, so a mechanic noticed his co-worker drinking brake fluid at lunch. What are you doing, man? You can't drink that stuff, he says. Relax, his co-worker replies. This stuff tastes pretty good, and I don't drink it all the time. Seriously, the mechanic exclaimed. That brake fluid is poison. Hey man, yelled the co-worker, back off. I can stop any time I want.
Ha ha ha.
You get it? Because it's brake fluid?
What does that have to do with Pokemon?
Pokemon Underground Champions League, oh yeah.
Pucko!
Grab your friends, it's that time again. Listen to the show with the phone never ends. It's Pucko!
Pucko!
Oh yeah.
Pucko!
It's your host,
String of Death!
And your co-host,
And welcome to the 197th episode of the Puckle Podcast. I am your host, Trainer Thatch, here today with my co-host,
the elusive Ethan,
and Viger.
And we're here to bring you the 197th episode of the Puckle Podcast.
There you go. Use your numbers.
Yeah, there we go. Use my words. Puckle, of course, standing for the Pokemon Underground Champions League, a name that we came up with like 8 years ago to talk about Pokemon on a podcast. We also have an awesome community you guys can come and check out if you're a new listener. If you're also a new listener, stick around. Hopefully you can keep listening.
I hope you're new, because we're about to cover stuff we've already covered.
Kind of, sort of. I'd like to make a kind of, sort of remark there. Even if we did used to do it, even if we have covered this to some extent in the past, it's going to be done much better today.
Hopefully.
He's got more to work with now.
Mm-hmm.
It's all up to Viger.
Yeah!
All on you, no pressure.
So, moving forward, as always, like I do every week, what have you guys been up to in Pokemon since the last time we saw you?
Well, I've been, you know, living the life of a protagonist, because I'm just moving to new places all day. That's all I'm doing. I'm not.
I do have a question for you.
Yeah.
Have you completed the Delta episode?
So about that.
Let me
part
let me
of
tell
my
you.
Transient lifestyle that I've been living. Like, I've been living like a nomad, roaming the Great Plains of the United States.
Just tell them you haven't.
has led me to not be able to consume that bit of content.
Okay.
However, yeah, I have,
okay, you're dragging this out way too long.
Okay, no, keep
going. Have my word right now. I swear to you, if I do not complete it by the next time I am on, I will quit. For actual, I will quit.
I have a follow up remark about you not completing the Delta episode.
Yeah.
So you keep telling me that Hoenn is the greatest region of all time.
It doesn't need much of my help.
And yet, you can't even take the time to explore the greatest Pokemon region of all time to its fullest extent.
Yeah, I've just been taking the time to
I don't think it's as good as you think it is.
There's an asteroid currently barreling down right onto your beloved Hoenn, and you're just walking around.
Yeah, you know,
not
it's
really caring whatsoever.
I mean, I'm ignorant.
Everyone
to that
is
fact
about
right
to
now.
Die.
I'm totally ignorant to my impending doom. So you really can't hold me that accountable. But right.
That's true.
Someday.
All right. How about you, Viger? What have you been up to?
I've been shiny hunting Magnemites.
Really?
And I still have not come across one yet.
Like, how are you doing it? Are you dex navving, or are you chaining, or are you...
I am, like, dex navving and chaining.
Well, that's the same thing.
Yeah, I'm dex nav chaining, whatever. I'm currently at 239 encounters.
Okay, well, that's
I've nearly got a whole box full of 3-star Magnemites with varying abilities. Because I'm like, hey, I'll maybe make a good one out of one of these. Like, maybe they'll have my hidden power fire that I'm looking for.
Yeah.
And with Magnet Pull, look out for me, Excadrill. I'm coming for you.
Well, it's not too bad now because of, like, the ability capsule.
Yeah.
I mean, if you got one with if you, like, were to breed one with, like, the wrong one, you'd be okay. Yeah, also, I don't think hidden power fire hits Excadrill that hard.
Well, still, with Magnet Pull, you can't get out.
I have to admire your dedication.
Chaining, I don't mind doing chaining. I think that's a lot more fun than Matsuda method. The thing is, the results from chaining are just not nearly as good as Matsuda method.
It keeps me going, though.
It's like, it's a lot more fun, I think. 100%.
Grinding it out. A lot of fun.
It's a lot more fun doing, like, okay, compared to just, like, riding in circles on a bicycle, you actually have to, like, pay attention to grass and stuff, and you're actually involved. I think that's a little bit more fun.
You're finding some pretty good IV Pokemon as well.
Mm-hmm.
For later usage, so.
As for me, I've been playing some Showdown, trying to get back into some stuff other than Little Cup. And,
to do anything other than Little Cup?
Huh?
Why would you want to do anything other than Little Cup?
Because OU is still fun sometimes. Also, Little Cup is doing a suspect test right now, which brings all of, like, the good people in Little Cup to, like, the ladder, and it's really sad because you can't win as easily.
Shh.
Like, if you go on, like, a normal day and you go play Little Cup, like, I can go get on and, like, win 20 matches in a row on a new alternate account. And, like, when the suspect tests happen, you win, like, 75% of the time instead. It's a lot rougher because, like, all the good people come. And I should go play so I can actually, like, vote in this suspect test.
But you could be a good people.
I could be a good people. I mean, I'm close to a good person. I'm just not, like, the best of the best. I'm definitely top 100 material, but top 20,
okay, now you're
not.
Just showing off.
No, I've been top 100 in Little Cup, like, several times before. But, I mean, Little Cup's not that hard. There's, like, nobody playing it.
Yeah. If I were to jump back into PS, which I said I was going to do, I don't know, 3 months ago now, I would probably jump into Little Cup and give you a hard time.
Little Cup's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun. It's a lot easier to play speed tiers and stuff, and, I mean, that stuff. It's kind of like watered down Pokemon to some extent, but there's not as much variation happening.
Right.
My kind of cup, because I'm shiny hunting Magnemite. It's like perfect fit right there.
But yeah.
Sturdy Recycle Berry Juice. I'm good with that.
Oh, that doesn't work that well at all. A lot of people are just, like, really up on that set. But in Little Cup, knockoff is so common that Berry Juice just doesn't, like, Magnemite, you just knock it off, and it's just like, yeah, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
Because you can't recycle when something's been knocked off.
Yeah.
But
so there's always a counter to something.
Well, knockoff is just incredibly common in Little Cup.
Yeah.
Because Eviolite, but...
Anyway,
that's what I've been working on. I've also been working on, in preparation for this episode, I've been playing a lot of contests in Omega Ruby Alpha Sapphire. And so I've been working on my my skills to get that Lucario Knight. And
right.
I'll talk about it later, but we'll talk about it later. So yeah, without further ado, let's flip on over to the news. A lot of exciting stuff to talk about.
Lavender Town Radio Tower. This just in.
And And on to the news. So in the news, we'll start on a very somber note, so everything just gets, like, better from there.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. So at Pokemon Worlds, there was a shooting, or an attempted shooting.
An attempted shooting.
It was an attempted shooting. It wasn't an actual shooting.
Nobody died and nobody got shot at, so.
Well, first of all, they did it in Boston, which is just like, don't try to do this in Boston.
Well, don't try to do it anywhere.
Well, yeah, don't try to do it anywhere. I'm gonna say don't try to do it anywhere. But what happened was, let me see if I can get the I had the news article pulled up and I just dropped
it.
Yeah,
you should just pull up my news article because I already
And so these two guys are on Facebook. They are actually invitees to the World Championships for the
TCG.
They
were actually going to.
Yeah, and then they just start posting stuff on Facebook, threatening people to shoot them and stuff. And it's just absolutely absurd. And they, like, the Boston police caught on to this because somebody, like, sent them,
social
like, a
media tipped them off.
Yeah, social media sent them, gave them a heads up. And
just like, hey, there might be some dangerous people trying to...
Yeah, bring some guns. And they got a warrant, they opened up the trunk, they found the guns. And they didn't have...
Specifically, it was an AR-15 rifle, mm-hmm. a 12-gauge shotgun, hundreds of rounds of ammunition, and a hunting knife to boot.
So here's if you're gonna commit a shooting, rule one: don't do that. I think we can, as a blanket statement, do not commit a shooting.
Yeah.
Don't do that. It's a bad thing to do to people. But two, don't go blabbing it about on social media.
Not even that. On top of that, you're also doing it in Boston, who over like the past 3-4 years has just cracked down so hard on this stuff.
Yeah,
because so much has happened there.
But great work by the Boston Police Department.
Oh, of course.
Really...
And what was even better was they waited until after, like, the world was pretty much done that to, mm-hmm. like, release the press, release the, give that, to do the press release.
Right.
Yeah.
These two are in jail now. I mean, that's just ridiculous. I think that's absurd.
Well, I think they're just being held without bail until they can get this whole situation sorted out.
Well, I think
they're still on trial.
It's absolutely absurd. It's absolutely absurd.
Here's my question, though. Why a Pokemon tournament? Of all things. That's like one of the most like...
Well, they were invitees to it, and they're... I don't know. They were just...
It's just like one of the saddest things. It's like Pokemon is supposed to be like one of the greatest fan bases out there. It's just like, hey, you want to battle me and make friends and all this other stuff and have a grand old time? This isn't where you go in guns blazing literally.
It's an like multinational, multiracial... Like,
yeah.
It brings people together and...
It's like
attack.
The Olympics, almost.
Yeah, but even more...
It really is to an extent.
Less nationalistic than the Olympics, even. It's a certain, you know, our community here, we've got people from all different kinds of nations, you know, and...
Like, exactly.
It doesn't make any sense.
I'm from the United States, I'm from the UK, I'm from Japan, but we're all Pokemon trainers. So,
I just think it's absolutely absurd that that happened.
Of all the places.
But
you would think this would be the last place... A shooting could possibly occur.
Well, there's probably no logic to it. Like, you know, if
no,
you
I don't
get,
think there was.
There is no logic.
With people like that, there's very often
because if there was
flimsy
logic. Yeah, if there was logic, they would have been able to hide it a little bit better.
Mm-hmm.
Or not done it at all.
Yeah. Or just think, you know what, this is actually quite stupid. So, no, I'm not going to do that.
Okay,
I'm actually going to go to Worlds and compete. Like a good sport.
Don't do these things.
Yes.
These are bad things to do. These people have families, you know.
Exactly. So moving on to a happier note. For those of you amiibo hunters, or just people who want to collect the cool amiibo, Mewtwo has been announced for the North American market with a release date of November 13th. So watch out for that. Go stand in front of your GameStop very early in the morning on November 13th to get your Mewtwo.
And then when you get it, immediately set it up on eBay for hundreds of dollars for anybody else who's that
scalp it. Scalp that stuff.
And then there's also a release date for Pokemon Super Mystery Dungeon in the US, which is November 20th, again for the holiday season. Who is really that surprised?
Yeah. But
let's see.
That's technically 2 months after its Japanese release date, so that way when you're going to try and figure out which Pokemon you want to be, you can just Google all the answers and weasel your way into your favorite starter.
Exactly.
So
there's not much else going on. There have been some, the events have already been announced for the VGC regional events in the fall. So that
should
something...
also be made known that next year's Pokemon Worlds will be taking place in San Francisco, California.
That is true.
So anybody on the West Coast, look out for that.
Yeah. Also, I'm really happy to see that like Pokemon has they've added in a lot of things this year. I think for their like because this is essentially becoming an e-sport.
Yeah.
And which is really, really it's kind of awesome, actually.
I do like that very much about.
I need to read up more on these mid-season showdowns because I heard that they're supposed to be super awesome. I'm really excited to see what it's like to go to a mid-season showdown.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not exactly sure what it is. It's I heard it was different. I heard it was for more casual players of sorts. But I don't know. I don't know what's going on. I also heard rumors that they were going to be kind of be like played alongside in like the state competitions for like TCG.
That's interesting.
Yeah, so I'm very interested to see how that works out. But we'll see.
Right on.
We'll see. We'll report more on it when we get lots more information. In Puckle news, there is some cool stuff going on in Puckle. Actually, several fun things happening in Puckle. Not all of which I will talk about at the moment. The first is I'm starting monthly chatbox meetups. First of all, we have a Google Calendar that you all can like follow and like add to your calendars and stuff. And it'll even if you have like an iPhone or an Android, it will actually send you little reminders if you follow our calendar, like when things are happening. So I'm doing the second Monday of every month at like 7 p.m. or something Eastern. I'll try to be on the chatbox. We can all get together, talk. This first time, I'm going to try to do some sort of giveaway. I still have a bunch of Jirachi left or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to come by, grab one of those Jirachi, feel free. I'll try to give them to you. I think they're still stuck on a different cartridge, so I'll try to get them moved up by then. So that the first one's not even into... That's still a couple weeks away.
Yeah.
It would be the second Monday, so the 14th of... the 14th of September...
Mm-hmm.
So look out for that. On top of that, we're also, I talked to Shamu, we are doing a Little Cup tournament coming up, and that's going to be starting in October, I believe, on October 3rd or 4th. More details will be on our calendar, and we'll be posting more about that in the near future. But yeah, we're going to be doing a Little Cup tournament. There's a suspect test going on, so I can't give you like the ban list yet, because I got to see how that suspect test goes. And, but yeah, it'll be very fun to do that. Those are the two things I'm mentioning right now. Also, there's a third I forgot almost to mention, which is that Puckle is going to be doing a live episode for the 200th episode.
Oh boy,
once again.
Woo!
We're also going to be making an initiative to do more live episodes just as like a freebie extra episode every month or something like that.
A bonus ep.
A bonus episode pretty much every month, you know. So yep. I think we might start live recording those. Those will be on a week-to-week or a month-to-month basis, which Saturday or something we record. I think I'm looking at the 12th this Saturday, but I need to discuss it, obviously, with the council and everybody to see if I can get people to actually show up to record.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah.
You said the 19th?
The 19th is the 200th episode of Puckle.
Yes.
If you come between 2 and 4 p.m. Eastern to our chat box on that Saturday, we'll be recording the episode live. It'll obviously be up by the Monday if you're not there. But if you want to come and like talk with us and do funny things in the chat box or something while we're recording, that will be a lot of fun. I know a lot of people are actually planning on being there, so it'll be very exciting.
I know.
So that's it for news in general. So after this short break, we'll get to the topic.
Hey, this is Misty, and I think you should sign up for the Puckle Podcast website if you haven't already. You can earn badges, make new friends, chat with me and other hosts of the podcast, and just talk about Pokemon. You should also follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, and follow us on Tumblr to get your Puckle fix. If you haven't already, help us out by reviewing us on iTunes. And if you have time, send us an email at pucklepodcast@gmail.com, since fan emails make up a good chunk of our show. So join the Puckle community today.
And on to the topic. Our topic today is Pokemon Contest. There have been several variations of Pokemon Contest in the past. There have been, they were first introduced in Ruby Affire.
Ruby said, into Affire.
I just said Affire.
Let's
I'm really good at words. I'm doing so well today.
Add that one to the Puckle canon.
Yeah, right? Ruby, Pokemon Ruby, Sapphire, and Emerald were the first to introduce Pokemon Contest. Very much in the same form that they are in Pokemon Omega Ruby and Alpha Sapphire. Diamond and Pearl also had a very similar Pokemon Contest where they tried to, like, try to make it a bigger and better thing. And it felt very forced.
Yeah.
And it did not work out as well as you wanted it to. Then you have Diamond and Pearl, or Black and White, that had the Pokemon musicals, which just don't even. Let's not even talk about those. And then we're back to ORAZ. X and Y did not include any contests, but Omega Ruby and Alpha Sapphire do. They include very similar ones, as I said. But yeah, contests have been, I don't know, I at least when I was younger and I was playing Ruby and Sapphire, I've played through them this week. I thought they were much harder than they actually are.
Nope, it's easy as all get out.
I mean, because like I took the first thing I did was like I'm like, okay, I've got the Rockstar Pikachu. Let's just do a cool contest and handle this very quickly. And so like I'm just like, but it's probably gonna get harder on Master Rank. And so Cosplay Pikachu got me through like all of it without any trouble. And
yeah,
it was very ridiculous. It was absolutely ridiculous how easy it was. I thought they were much harder last week, and I actually sat down and took the time to work on them. There are like a lot of very cool combinations that contests like allow for though, which I think is really cool. Because you can actually go on Bulbapedia, and Bulbapedia has a list of like contest combinations which work in the Omega Ruby Alpha Sapphire game, which is absolutely awesome. It's just like this list of like contest setups that you can do. And the best thing too is like if you're doing it, you don't need to have like one Pokemon with a moveset that's like all cool moves or all beauty moves or all smart moves.
There's always a mix that you have to.
You can mix it up and it works out very well. And you can, I mean, there's a slight strategy to it. I mean, I don't know. Can we do multiplayer contests now?
Yes.
So, like, I can play a contest with Vigor, and, I mean, that would probably be the only scenario in which this would be challenging.
Do you guys ever notice that the most beautiful moves are the ones where the Pokemon self-destructs?
I don't think that's true at all.
No, explosion and
oh, you mean like the most hearts, but they're not actually like categorized as beauty.
Oh, they're not?
No. They do give you the most hearts though. Let me take a look. It's wait, self-destruct is beauty and explosion. I'm wrong.
It's literally like Ethan, your Pokemon Ethan, walking out on stage and committing seppukai right on.
Well,
there.
The thing
just,
is you can
it's
do
just
it the
like Birdman.
You can
spoilers
you can,
for Birdman.
You can do it like the last move of like the contest, which I think is very cool.
Go out in a blaze of glory.
Yeah. I mean, like you wouldn't you don't want to do this because if you use explosion or self-destruct. So the basic idea of a contest is you feed your Pokemon, you shove a bunch of Pokeblocks down your Pokemon's throat.
I liked making Pokeblocks, by the way. Worth noting.
It's not as fun now.
Oh, really?
It's absolutely not as fun. Like there are references to like the old berry blenders. But literally, you just, like, put the berries together yourself and you just get a Pokeblock. I mean, this is something that I do have a gripe about, and it's nothing, like, it's such a minor point, and I hate having an issue with it. But I really did enjoy, like, the berry blender minigame in Ruby, Sapphire, and Emerald. And that the fact that, like, they put the blenders, like, in, like, the contest halls is just such a tease. And, like, because the first thing I did is I walked up to one and I tried to blend berries. And it's like, oh, it looks like a machine that ancient people, dinosaurs, used to use to blend berries.
Man.
And I was like, thanks for making me feel old.
Yeah, I was like, man, don't I feel ancient now.
And
it was fun.
I mean, you can do it. I mean, it's a little bit more precise now in that you can just put them together and you get the best Pokeblock possible now, right?
But there's some fun lost in that.
Yeah, well, there is. You're 100% correct. And it's just so annoying. They also changed the colors of the Pokeblocks, I believe, to some extent. Like, there's still your basic, like, red, blue,
pink, green, and yellow.
Yeah, you still have those basic colors, and you also can get, like, rainbow Pokeblocks and stuff. And,
yeah,
but
just, like,
you don't have to worry about, like, the feel and the texture like you used to.
It's just all color.
Yeah, and it's just all color. You get rainbow, and it's not the same, and it makes me feel very sad.
I used to think that those blocks must have been really tasty.
I still do. Have I?
Yeah.
Like, I think I did a berries episode, and I was talking about berries, and I hope I talked about Pokeblocks and how they just look like chewy candies.
It's like hyper-condensed berry. It's like you take the best parts of strawberry flavor and throw it in your mouth. You're
yeah,
it's like a strawberry. It's like a Starburst.
Exactly. Oh,
but
man,
like
that's
with actual fruit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's healthy for you.
I imagine, like, now my mouth is legitimately watering.
We are not endorsed by Starburst, mind you.
I don't want a Starburst. I want a Pokeblock.
Give me other comparable fruit gum product also. I'm sure
I'm sure there's some kind of recipe online for, like, homemade Pokeblocks as, like, a joke. Because there was somebody who actually came up with, like, a lava cookie recipe. And they look exactly like the ones from the game.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah.
I wonder what they taste like.
They taste like lava cookies. Because what else are lava cookies going to taste like?
Okay, I got a recipe right here.
Oh my gosh, no way.
Okay.
A Pokeblock recipe?
Yeah.
So, one
Lay it
cup
on me.
Mixed berries.
Okay.
You could just use one cup strawberry. Then you take a quarter cup water,
mm-hmm.
quarter cup applesauce.
Okay.
Or, I'm sorry, half cup applesauce. Half cup fruit juice, whichever one. And two envelopes of gelatin. Or aka 5 tablespoons or teaspoons gelatin.
Okay.
And then boil that.
Yeah.
In over medium heat until the berries are soft. Transfer it into a blender. Add applesauce in the blender. Mix whatever you can find the thing. It's on.
Wait, well, send me a link and I'll actually include it in the. I'll include this in the show notes.
It doesn't seem that difficult.
And then if it's not too difficult, I will actually make them and, like, make a YouTube video
Thatch,
for it.
Nothing
Thatch,
is difficult Thatch. If you believe.
Thatch.
What?
When I come visit you.
Oh my gosh, yes, we should do this.
We need to make a video of making this.
Making Pokeblocks.
Yes.
Perfect. Sounds
good. Put on your aprons and your hair nets and just go right
ahead. Oh, but it'll be primo goofage. It's gonna be a good time.
It's gonna be completely awesome.
Yeah.
We should do it. We should definitely do it.
Definitely.
I agree.
Hopefully I get the Delta episode done in time for the next one so that we can, you know, so that I'm still around. Yeah.
All right. And I am really sad about the Pokeblocks being kind of, like, made more simple.
They live on in our hearts.
They do. Yeah. I'm a little sad because, like, there was a really cool mechanic there that was kind of just lost. Also, the fact that you can feed, like, infinite Pokeblocks to your Pokemon now. Kind of mm-hmm. loses, like, its magic. I mean, because it used to be a problem, like, getting Feebas to evolve and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that used to be hard.
Yeah.
Because you had to, like, make sure you gave it the right Pokeblocks, and you could only give it so many Pokeblocks.
So, my frame of reference is a decade old plus at this point, but when I played, I brought Kyogre.
Okay.
And I would... He was the most beautiful of all, because I just loaded him with, Blizzard and Hydro Pump are very, like, a really appealing moves.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And, and it was just this horrible monster, or, like, force of nature was beautiful.
This horrible,
for
beautiful
that moment.
Monster.
Maybe they only let you win, because the Kyogre would then kill them if they not let it win.
It would wipe out and purge the earth of all humanity.
Exactly.
Yep.
Exactly. I don't know. It's just contests are a lot of fun now, though. I still think it's a nice little mini game.
Yeah.
In Omega Ruby Alpha Sapphire, there's actually a lot of things that you can get from contests, right?
Yeah.
Because Lucario Knight, first of all, is not possible to get in Omega Ruby Alpha Sapphire without beating all the contests. It's just like the secret bases and how you have to reach, like, platinum rank, I believe it is.
You have to grab so many different flags from different secret bases. You have
to get
grab 1,000 flags to get Garchompite.
Garchompite
is kind of like, it's Garchompite.
Guess what I'm never getting?
Garchompite. I mean, I made it like halfway, and then I just kind of got bored with it.
Yeah.
It's not too hard to do if you do it often enough, but it's really a challenge.
Flag now, but now we're getting off topic, so.
It's fine. It's fine.
Yeah. But, yeah. So.
We like it.
Of course.
With a recent contesting and everything, what Pokemon have you been using in contests, and what moves have you been...
I tried out the Cosplay Pikachu only for the cool contest. I didn't do it for, like, anything else. Now, for other ones, like, I played around with it because there's actually a list of what moves, like, will work really well for certain Pokemon. And so, if you're in a beauty contest, like, the best ones to use are obviously, like, beauty. Like, if you're doing a contest, the same type of move is really good in that contest. But there are some that are bad to use, and you can actually find this on Serebii. So, like, if you're doing beauty, don't use clever or tough. If you're doing clever, don't use beauty or cool. If you're doing cool, don't use clever or cute.
There's
doing
always
cute,
these other types.
Yeah, it's just these two types. Like, it's actually a nice, like, rotation rock, paper, scissors thing.
Clashes.
It works very well. I tried out a few things. Like, somebody sent us in a mailbag that we'll read later. They mentioned Bayonet, and so I tried that out. I've tried out a few others just because, like, there's a very, like, when you excite all of the stars, so if you use a move that is the same type so many times in a row as, like, a group, which is part of the strategy, because you want to make sure that your moves don't, like, mess up and you don't get, like, the super exciting, because you'll get way more stars.
I feel like this could use some more nuance, and I get that it's, like, a mini game.
It's like a mini game. I wouldn't say that.
Yeah.
I like the inclusion of Mega Evolution that they have now.
Yeah.
Where if you excite, you can Mega Evolve and stuff.
Yeah. I would say it's a very sophisticated mini game when you can specially breed your own Pokemon just for the sake of.
I mean, you wouldn't breed them, right? It would just be like. Maybe you would for like moves, but you don't need to worry about stats here.
Yeah,
move access. I do like in this version where I actually don't like in this version. It's kind of nice to some extent, but I really would have wished during the game. So if you walk into any contest hall in Oraz right now, you can just do all of the ranks. In Ruby and Sapphire, you had to actually go through, and you each town had a different rank.
Yeah.
That had a contest hall.
And at least with Diamond and Pearl, you had to beat, like, one rank before you unlocked the next.
Well, you still have to do that now, right?
Okay.
But the difference is, like, you don't have to go from different... You don't have to go to a different town. Which I could understand, like, after you beat the game, like, doing something like that. But I really would have liked if I would have been able to just do it from the beginning and, like, had a contest adventure at the same time. You know?
Yeah.
That's all. Nothing, like, too major.
Nothing too crazy. So, like, I brought up all this talk about Omega Ruby, Alpha Sapphire, and Ruby and Sapphire. Most people don't really want to talk about Diamond and Pearl's content.
That's true.
Nobody really wants to talk about those.
No.
But I know I don't.
Well, the Diamond and Pearl fanboy here, this is where I got my introduction into.
Are you going to make some poffins?
No, I'm just going to put a bunch of, like, cotton balls in my Torterra's tree and make it look like it's flowering all over the place.
I mean, it was literally the same thing, except you had, like... No, it wasn't the same thing at all, actually.
No, it had three stages to it, rather than just the appeal and then the showcase itself. Okay. It was, like, there was a dress-up phase.
Which was awful.
Then there was a DDR dance phase, Simon Says. That's right. Something or another. And then was the move show-off and everything.
Yep.
That's what it really
was. This all sounds correct.
Yeah. Because it's like my winning strategy was using Torterra, and I would just, like, throw a whole mess of, like, flowers.
It was like they tried to take what Ruby and Sapphire did. And they're like, let's make this better! And then they did it. They didn't make it better. They tried to make it better, but they didn't.
And then again, my 13-year-old mind at the time hadn't played Ruby and Sapphire to... Or I forget how old I was when Diamond and Pearl came out. Didn't play Ruby and Sapphire to know that contests even existed in those games, so...
Yeah.
Yeah, that was all I had to go off of. I was like, huh, this is different. it's not really my cup of tea, but it's different.
It's different.
That's which I sure. think is, which I think just kind of nails contests in the games right down to a T. It's just like, if you're not, if you want to take a break from battling and want to do something mm-hmm. else that's all grind and spiders and everything, it's just do some contests.
Mm-hmm. I think it does affect your trainer card if you're, if people are still into like this completionist idea.
Yeah.
Because trainer cards, I mean, I got really into them when I was in, when I was playing like Diamond and Pearl and stuff. I was really into like upgrading my trainer card and everything. And yeah. so I forget what it is. They dumped me off in, I can't even actually tell on Bulbapedia, but there used to be a trainer card, way to upgrade your trainer card. And I think completing all the contests at Master Rank is part of that.
Yeah.
I'm not 100% sure now. Let me double check. Because there's definitely a way. Oh, they're called stars now. Oh my gosh, it's awful. Okay, so in Omega Ruby Alpha Sapphire, you start with a blue trainer card. After you defeat the Elite Four, you get a bronze trainer card. And after you complete the new Hoenn Pokedex, you can get a silver one. And if you defeat one of the Battle Chatelaines at Loot Battle Mason on the 50th consecutive battle, you get the gold one. Sadly, that none of those things I just said are contest related.
So that goes against everything that I was just saying at this point, but that's yeah. beside the point.
I mean, it used to. It used to, like, legitimately. Let's see. Yeah, it does it in Ruby and Sapphire. In the original Ruby and Sapphire, one of the ways to upgrade your trainer card was to get the 5 paintings in the Lily Cove Museum, which equates to getting Master Rank in all the different contests.
Yeah.
So, it's... I mean, there were some really cool ways to do it. I mean, I really miss Black and White, and Black and White 2, because they had so many different levels of the trainer card. And
yeah.
That, I mean, I'm a completionist in that sense, in that I like doing that kind of stuff. And, mm-hmm. you know, but, like, the ones for Omega Ruby Alpha Sapphire are just so simple, right? I mean, yeah. it's defeat the Elite Four, complete the Pokedex. I've done both of those. I haven't done the Battle Chatelaine, mostly because I haven't taken the time to get a truant Durant. But, because right. I want to try that. That truant Durant's so broken.
But yeah, back to contests. Instead of completionist trainer cards and stuff.
Oh, it's all related.
Yeah, it's like all related.
We like contests.
It's a nice change. It's a nice change of pace.
I mean, that's literally all they are, right? It's like we said. It's a mini game.
They serve their purpose.
It's something fun. I really do wish you could get more from it now than you used to be able to.
Yeah. But,
I mean, I don't know. At least they put them back in. That was a nice thing.
Yeah. It's
because like when they went to the Pokemon musical, they like scrapped the whole old style. Like at least in Diamond and Pearl. There was still the same, like, section, right?
No, there was still the same
portion.
There was still the moves, and there was still, like, instead of Pokeblocks, mm-hmm. it was Poffins, but they still yeah. did the same thing. So
it was the same, and then in Black and White, they just, like, trashed it and went away. And I think this formula is very nice and a lot of fun to play with. Just uh-huh. as, like, something. And honestly, we should do that. We should get together on Puckle, and we should, like, do a contest or something.
Who's got the most beautiful Pokemon?
Exactly.
Of them
all? My Melodic is going to be the best.
The Kyogre.
Don't even bother showing up.
Ethan's Kyogre will beat you in a beauty contest.
No.
Did you bring that Kyogre all the way up to 6th gen?
No, it's just sitting in somewhere. Maybe in a box.
In a box somewhere?
Under the steps. Where all legendary Pokemon go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you can't use them in VGC, unless it otherwise specified. But.
I mean, I think that might happen in 2016. They have to change the rule somehow.
Yeah.
Just make something that, like... I mean, that would be the only way to counter Landorus real hard, right?
Kyogre.
Because I was just so tired of seeing Landorus. Oh my gosh. Landorus was on the top, like, 8 of the top 8 teams. He was on all of them.
He's a flying ground type. There's very little that can touch him.
Ice. Ice is very good.
And basically that's it.
Ice. Ice hits him. And water. Water hits him pretty hard. But, like, I don't know. I'm just tired of seeing him. And I think if they let legendaries in, we'd be able to, like, counter that to some extent. Because they did in 2010, I believe they let you bring in two Ubers, essentially.
Yeah.
There was, and I wouldn't be surprised if that was allowed again next year.
And then they recently did, like, a VGC tournament where it was just use all legendaries.
That wasn't VGC. That was just, like, an online competition.
Yeah, an online competition. Yeah, it was
That's different.
Yeah, so.
100% different.
Still, but the principle wise is just like, hey, you can actually use your legendaries.
Exactly.
This time, instead of them all being banned.
Yeah, and
just
so,
you can't use any mythical Pokemon.
Maybe they should start doing Pokemon contests as, like, a side event.
Yeah.
I doubt that's ever going to happen. We have too many good things, like real battles, and, like, Pokken Fighters is coming out.
The CGC.
And the TCG is coming out as well.
Yeah.
It is out. It's at the...
It's always been out.
Yeah. Oh, well. Contest. That's contest for you, pretty much.
Pretty much.
So without further ado, we're going to head to the commercial break. We'll catch you guys on the flip-flop.
Come on down to Ethan's Beauty Salon. I'll take that mangy Growlithe you found on the side of Route 1 and turn it into a regular contest-ready Pokemon. I took a force of nature like Groudon and made it into a contest superstar. I could do anything.
You can even make my Garboder pretty?
Of course I can. Don't be an idiot. I'll polish those rocks right up and make it beauty-ready. Come on down.
And welcome back. Our Pokemon of the episode this week is National Dex number 468, Togekiss, the Jubilee Pokemon.
I actually have Milotic open right now, so give me one second.
Jeez.
Okay, all right.
Pokemon at its finest, people.
I'm straight killing it today. No bloopers here. It will never appear where there is strife. Its sightings have become rare recently, which is kind of sad. Wow.
Actually really sad. It's getting rare to find. First of all, Togekiss, I don't know, like, the Togepi line in general is just kind of like, it's very weird in the way that it evolves.
Yeah.
Like, you would not expect it to just go, like, full bird. And
why wouldn't it?
I don't know. It was like a little angel egg thing, and that's cool.
Yeah,
and then it's just
it was
bird.
It was like a little fairy thing.
It's a very thick bird. It's thick. It's got some bulk to it.
This is probably one of my favorite Pokemon that we've done for Pokemon in the episode in quite some time.
It's really good.
Just because it's a very good Pokemon in OU, and it's right now currently in the borderline tier, so it's in between UU and OU. So which essentially just means it's like lower tier OU. But back pre-Pokemon Bank, it was fun to play. It gets the ability Serene Grace, which, if you don't know what that does, let me read it to you.
Where have you been this whole time?
What it does is it doubles the chance of having an additional effect happen. So say you have a 30% chance to flinch with, like, say a move like Air Slash, which Togekiss just definitely learns. So you have a 60% chance of causing a flinch.
Yeah, so here's the thing, Thatch. I think it's been about a year hiatus since our regular segment. Let's talk about what the competitive used to be like. And what did we used to run on our teams?
I did not run Togekiss.
I totally ran a Togekiss in Gen 5. And I was the amount of salt you can get from people... Like, it's amazing how upset people will get once you get another flinch in, you know what I mean?
Oh, dude, it's insane.
The salt planes ain't got nothing on
it. Well, it got even better. So Gen 6, it got even better because of the fairy typing, and it got moves such as, like, Dazzling Gleam.
Yeah.
Let's see, I think, I don't want to be quoted on this. Dazzling Gleam, I believe, does not do anything, actually. Never mind, I lied.
Nope,
Dazzling Gleam is just, well, it's a good coverage move to have regardless. And it does get, so what I would typically run on, what I ran on mine actually, because I ran one pre-bank before a lot of things happened. I actually ran a Stallbreaker set to some extent.
Yeah.
But the whole point of Togekiss is to be like Paraflinch, which is where you run Thunder Wave, you paralyze your opponent, so I believe Thunder went paralysis, if I'm mistaken. I'm probably mistaken. I want to double check myself.
Yeah.
But you're paralyzed. Let's see. It's like, it's 50% of the time, 25% of the time. That's right. 25% speed, causes a Pokemon to be unable to attack a quarter of the time. So it is 25%. I knew it was 25 or 50%. 25% of the time, they won't be able to attack. And even if they do, you have a 60% chance to flinch them. So, your opponent is literally just unable to hit you.
It's just a seizuring mess on the floor.
You can even do more by giving it Nasty Plot. You build up some special attack, which is what Togekiss is going to do. You make it. Togekiss is super bulky. He has a special defense of base 115 and a defense of base 95. It's just insane.
Which is like coupling it with Moonblast and with Serene.
Well, you don't
Grace.
Use Dazzling Gleam, not Moonblast.
But yeah, I'm saying Moonblast because Moonblast has the potential of reducing the target's special attack.
Oh, but it doesn't learn Moonblast.
Yeah, it does.
Does it? No, it doesn't.
Oh, nope, I'm wrong.
Togekiss does not learn Moonblast, or people would be running Moonblast on Togekiss.
Nope. I'm a lying sack of crap. Ignore me.
You can also, there are just so many different options, and I mean, it's a very versatile Pokemon. I really like, we don't do Pokemon like this very often that aren't like one-trick ponies, and this is why I'm very excited about this, because you can, like, I would run Nasty Plot, Thunder Wave, I ran Dazzling Gleam, and I think Air Slash. You can also run Roost, though, for like even longer stays. You can do left. I definitely ran Leftovers just because Leftovers. And it's so good. I can't even get over how good Togekiss is in the meta. I'm really excited for Mega Togekiss, where he just becomes a wing.
Yep. And, or just a cloud.
Yeah, I don't know. It's very timely, though, that we did Togekiss because it is again contest day.
Yeah.
And Togekiss
in the anime was like a big contest aficionado.
Mm-hmm. And it was owned by Dawn in Diamond and Pearl. So it was very cool.
Yeah.
Let me see. Is there...
I'm looking at like the Serene Grace effective moves and everything. And Tri-Attack is one of those, but it's looking like Togekiss actually has like the potential to learn Tri-Attack, but there's like a big asterisk with Pokemon XD next to it.
Okay, like. So Pokemon XD next to it. So Pokemon XD, Viger, had a lot of Pokemon learn moves that they should not have. And so what actually happened then is that, I'm not sure, it was either Togepi or Togetic that you could catch in that game, would actually have probably Tri-Attack on it. And so you'd have to, first of all, you'd have to get really good IVs on that one. And then you'd have to bring it up all the way from 3rd gen to 6th gen. And you can
do that?
Yeah.
Oh.
So is it
I
even
didn't realize you could take, okay, makes sense.
Yeah, is you can get Pokemon all, there's actually a ribbon in the game where if you bring a Pokemon from the original Ruby and Sapphire to Oraz, they'll get that ribbon.
I was just thinking that it would be impossible to get that. Like, I figured something would stop that Tri-Attack from coming all the way up, but I guess not.
Yeah.
Huh.
So I guess it isn't possible at all to have a Togekiss that knows Tri-Attack in the game?
No, it's not impossible. It's very difficult, but it's not impossible.
But a Serene Grace Togekiss...
No, not impossible, right? I'm not sure what ability it would have, but I think it would have the ability to have Serene Grace, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, with an ability capsule.
And even if it doesn't... Yeah, ability capsule. It'll definitely have it can definitely have Serene Grace with Tri-Attack, which could be...
Imagine how tripped up people would be if you brought that in.
Tri-Attack, Serene Grace.
They would just be wigged out. Like, what?
What's
the... 40% chance.
40% chance to either burn, paralyze, or freeze.
That is
bannable right there.
That would be garbage. That would be garbage, honestly, right? Like...
But it would be so worth it.
It would be worth it just to see your opponent do it. Maybe I'll go play XD now. Go get that Togekiss. Togetic or Togepi or whatever it is, and take it all the way just so I can have Tri-Attack Togekiss.
Can you breed that Tri-Attack or no?
No, you can't breed those moves, sadly.
Okay.
So like IVs are kind of wishy-washy, but
oh well.
Yeah,
I guess you could soft reset.
It's a fun concept.
It's a fun concept.
It's a very fun.
Moving ahead, though, there are some trading cards for Togekiss that are are currently in rotation. These are both in the Roaring Skies booster.
Just like the second newest expansion to exist.
Ancient Origins just came out. This one's the one right before it. This is the one that we got to open like 20,000 packs at Nationals of. I don't think I actually got one of these Togekiss cards. So the first one is 140 HP fairy type. It has the first move, Powerful Slap, which it does 50 times the amount of... you flip a coin for each energy attached to this Pokemon. This attack does 50 damage times the number of heads, and it just costs one colorless energy. Which might be good, I guess, if you like just keep stacking it on, maybe in like a fairy deck. But as a third evolution, it's really hard to get to play these cards.
Yeah. Although there is a Togekiss EX card.
Not currently in rotation. I'm talking about things that are rotation.
Right.
So this card also has an Aura Sphere attack for two fairy energy and one colorless. And this attack does 20 damage to one of your opponent's bench Pokemon as well. It does 70 damage to your opponent's Pokemon. Not that great. I mean, maybe I would rather go for the Powerful Slap, right? And
the art... I'm sorry to cut you off, but the art in the Roaring Skies card is delightful.
Which one? There's two.
The 45.
45. I'm talking about the 46 now. But the 45 does look good. The 46 has an ability. It has a Delta. It has a Delta ability and a regular Pokemon ability. So the Delta ability says you may play this card from your hand to evolve your from a Pokemon during the first turn or the first turn you play that Pokemon. So it's just like Togetic, Togekiss, bam. But it also has Serene Grace as the ability. When you play this Pokemon from your hand to evolve one of your Pokemon, you may look at the top 8 cards of your deck, choose any basic energy cards you find, and attach them to your Pokemon any way you like. I can see this working very well in one of the current fairy decks.
Mm-hmm.
The only problem is with the fairy decks is to Viger's Delight, more than likely. That I've noticed that the TCG has become very swamped with steel types. Especially very recently. Like, Mega Metagross is becoming a thing.
Oh, you ain't got
I'm talking about casual TCG, because there are a lot of people in the TCG that are probably, like, very much into the competitive scene that are like, that, you don't know what you're talking about. And they're 100% right.
I have absolutely no idea when I talk.
I have some idea, but, like, they have steel, so, like, that would really, if that was in the meta, you wouldn't want to be running the fairy types, right?
No.
And I don't know. The TCG kind of confuses me with the typing sometimes because there are weaknesses and resistances.
And then with Pokemon that are dual types, like, say...
There's the new Golurk that came out in the Ancient Origins.
Yeah, the new Golurk. There's two new Golurk cards. One's an Earth card and one's a Psychic card.
Yeah, but the Psychic Golurk's one lets you be both Psychic and Earth.
Yeah, but and Golurk's actually Ghost type, which has always been, like, super confusing to me.
It's just because if you put actually 18 types into this card game, it wouldn't work.
Oh, it's going to be... it's just going to be so convoluted.
It would just be awful. But this card also has an attack fairy wind for 60 damage, which allows for... which costs one fairy energy and two colorless. I don't know. I don't think it's that great of a card except for the draw power to get the fairy energy. Or any energy for that matter. But getting to, like, the second stage 2 Pokemon are just so hard to get to in the in the TCG. But, you know, it's whatever. Let's quickly go over some trivia for Togekiss.
There's a lot of, like, exclusivity with Togekiss's trivia, as it being the only Pokemon in certain something or another. But Togekiss learns the most moves that never miss regardless of the user's accuracy or the foe's evasiveness, so it can learn Aura Sphere, Shockwave, Swift, Aerial Ace, and Magical Leaf. So, accuracy sometimes can never be a problem with Togekiss if you use the right moves.
Mm-hmm.
Togekiss weighs the same as Lucas and also the same as four other Pokemon, Sudowoodo, Skuntank, Firo, and Yanma.
Yanma. This is just as much as Yanma.
Which is a dragonfly, first off. Yeah. So either...
That's a giant Yanma's dragonfly.
Yanma's either pretty heavy or Togekiss is pretty light.
Very dense.
Togekiss is also the same height as Ethan, fun fact.
Not our Ethan.
I know, but it was funnier
six
because...
6'1", let's go.
All right. So as of Gen 6, no other Pokemon have the same dual egg group as Togekiss and its pre-evolutions. In this case, both in Flying and Fairy are unique. As of Gen 6, no other Pokemon has the same type combination as Togekiss and its pre-evolution. Togekiss and Togepi and Togetic are also the only dual-typed Fairy Pokemon to have Fairy as their primary type.
I think primary typing is just the dumbest trivia.
Yeah, it's just like, okay. I'm really scraping the bottom of the barrel with this kind of stuff, because it's all like... Just,
yeah, this isn't really much very interesting.
It's literally just like, hey, it weighs as much as this guy, and yep. Hey, its evolutionary stone doesn't share an level up pose. It's just like, okay, can I get anything like more interesting?
Yeah.
So... Although
you were right about the Togekiss EX card. I do want to make a point of that, but it was only released in Japan. It was for a half deck, and I'm not even sure if it was good.
Yeah, I didn't look too far into it either. But I do find a little bit of interest in its name origin. Togekiss is a combination of the word Toge, which is spike in Japan, and kiss. So spike kiss. I guess maybe the feathers on its head.
Yeah,
and
probably
the
things on its
head. I'm really.
Don't even worry about it.
We were talking praise about you all over the place, Togekiss, and then
your trivia failed us.
And then your trivia just sucks.
Jeez, all right. Man. So without further ado, let's move on then, and go move on to the mailbag.
It's time for the mailbag. Send in your emails. The mail's here. Check your inbox. It's time for the mailbag. Mail!
And on to the mailbag. Our mailbag, as always, is brought to you by the energy drink Green Tauros, the energy drink that gives you hooves. And as always, we have a mailbag question that everybody will be answering today in the mailbag. And this week it is, what do you think of Pokemon Contest, going with our topic today? So let's dig right on in. Our first one is from Basket. Sup, Puckle Pals, it's your buddy Basket. First off, I have to call out Shamu, lol. Last week he omitted a vital part of my mailbag. Well, not vital, but I'm bringing it up anyway. I'm laughing right now as I'm typing this, but because I don't want to make the reader of this email to have to read a buttload of lols, I'm going to stop typing them. Shamu is a fan of saying spadef instead of special defense. In my last mailbag, when I mentioned special defense, I had in parenthesis, please don't let your co-host say spadef. It's silly. It's as a joke and as a good-natured dig at Shamu, but he completely left it out after saying it his way. I thought it was funny and had to bring it up because I am an instigator. Thatch, I believe, reads over the emails before the shows and makes sure there isn't any negative content in them, so that's why he started laughing when Shamu said it, because he knew Shamu skipped it. Shamu, we're all quirky and pronounce things weirdly, and I accept you for who you are, buddy. Even though I slightly cringe whenever Spadef is used in the deep friendship we shared, that you have not been made aware of yet, will persevere. Since I'm seemingly making such a big deal out of this, and because I don't want anyone to ever feel picked on, here's a list of stupid words I mispronounce. Real people. Album. Baskets. Album. Real people. Affidavit. Baskets, affidavit. Real people, cavalry. Baskets, cavalry. I almost said it his way.
I think that's just kind of like human.
Yeah, real people, Pokemon. Baskets, Pokemon.
Pokemon.
I think we all Pokemon. Say Pokemon at this
Pokemon?
Point.
Pokemon. It's supposed to be like Pokemon or something like that. Like
yeah, that little like.
I don't think any of us say it right. Actually,
I don't think anybody does. It's like pronouncing Arceus right.
Yeah,
so it's like no.
Nobody pronounces Arceus right. Not even the Pokemon company.
Yeah, they don't even know how to pronounce their thing. So no, you're right with Pokemon.
Real people, Grovyle. Baskets, Grovyle. Real people, Sceptile. Baskets, Sceptile. I like the idea of a skeptic reptile. Leave me alone.
That sounds actually kind of interesting.
For the mailbag question, I have absolutely nothing because I hate the dumb competitions in Pokemon games.
Got a hater here.
Other than forcing them to battle in dogfighting-based government-supported economies, of course. So I'll make it my own. Why is Gastly the best Pokemon ever created, you ask? Well, that's a simple question with a very long answer. I could talk for daisies about why he's the best, but I'll limit myself to one reason. He is the pre-evolution to Gengar, and Gengar is the best. That's
yeah,
the end, Buckalonians. Talk to you next week, Bastion.
Yeah, we see what word you're using there, Bastion.
Ethan.
And sorry, but we're trying to keep this as a kid-friendly podcast. To
Ethan,
the best
can you please read this next email from Ethanator?
Okay.
He's a fan, I'm sure.
I'm sure. I mean, who isn't at this point?
I know,
right? Because I'm on so frequently.
You know who my favorite host is on the Poco Podcast?
It's worth noting. Worth noting that he appears to be 112 years old, so that's neat.
Awesome.
Master Rank contestant Ethanator challenges you to a contest. I hope it's a... I don't know, whatever. Hello, Puckle. Sorry I couldn't write in last week. Super busy with my life. Anyway, I'd like you to do Exploud as your next Pokemon in the episode. My little sister, who isn't even in kindergarten, always wants to listen to whatever I'm putting on my iPod. If I do let her, she soon gets bored within a minute. Whenever she hears Exploud or Loud Exploud, she calls it, or Pikachu. Don't do a Pokemon of the episode on Pikachu.
I've already done.
We've done it. She freaks out and gets super excited. Hope you can do it. Anyway, on to the mailbag. I just used Beauty Pikachu throughout the entire competition, so it was easy to get the Master Rank and beat it. If I were to choose to go through it with... If I were to choose, though, it would be
Here's
easy.
Your words.
He can learn Destiny Bond, Memento, Self-Destruct, and Explosion, which are all high heart moves.
Wait, you don't want both Self-Destruct and Explosion, because you can't use a move after you use one of those.
Double
How
suicide.
Am I going to blow up this time?
You can't, because if you have five turns, say that the first move you use Explosion, it wouldn't let you do any more moves the next four turns.
It's just over.
Your
game's over.
You exploded on your stage and then exploded all your hearts out onto the judges. And that was that.
Yeah, it's a big finale.
Yeah.
He may lack style like my flip-flops, but he sure is great anyway, like my flip-flops. Ethanator loses the competition and gives you his style-lacking but still good anyway flip-flops. P.S. How do you chat on the chat box on your website?
How do
you
chat
go to
on
it,
chat?
And then you click the box that you type into, and then you hit enter.
Either that or you create an account to actually, leave stuff. Maybe. I don't know.
Oh my gosh. You want to feel old? Back in my day, when I was 6, there was only one iPhone. Only one iPhone. When I was back in the day when I was 6, people, had Nokia phones and were playing
back
Snake.
Back in my day, the internet didn't exist.
2007 was the first generation iPhone?
No, it was after that even. It was like...
No, 2007, I think.
No,
hold on.
It was like 2009 because that came out my freshman year of college because I remember because my one physics professor went out and bought one.
I just looked it up. First iPhone, June 29th, 2007.
What? Okay, well then I'm wrong.
Maybe you're talking about the iPhones that mattered.
Maybe it was the one with the 3G. It must have been
3GS was the big one.
Ethan, you get this next one from Justern.
How about I say one? Because it's
no.
My turn.
What? No, I said okay. You get the one from Justern. I said you did.
I mean,
you
said
just
Ethan.
Said Ethan.
I meant Viger.
You just said Ethan.
I meant Viger.
All right, so...
I thought I saw a Magnemite in my head when I said Ethan, so if that counts for anything.
I don't... Okay. This is in from the Justern Town mailbag. It's time for some flip-flops. Good evening, Puckle crew. Justern here. Last week, I had a pretty epic dream. I met the girl of my dreams, then we fought ghosts or something. More importantly, though, I had a purple Pokemon that was a mixture between a slug and a six-pack of soda. Obviously,
the lean Pokemon.
Obviously, it was named Grapeon. Better yet, it evolves when shaken up by Earthquake. Sadly, I don't remember what is involved into you, but it was certainly epic. Also, I have an idea. What if you had a separate, smaller manga, or should I say, mon book club. That way you could avoid spoilers on the podcast. It could also be a fun community activity. I suppose it could also be a fun forum activity, but you got a podcast infrastructure. In the internal words of Frosty the Snowman, happy birthday.
A book club would be... What? I mean, there's only so many chapters. You can't keep going, right? All right, so I've got this next one from Mega Man. Dear Puckle, Mega Man here, emailing in for another episode of Puckly Goodness. To speak about contests, the only ones I've ever participated in were the first ones in Diamond, and I was so confused and didn't know how to do anything, and I rage quit, and I haven't played another of any kind since. But I was 8, so I guess at 13, now I'd be willing to give them another shot, and definitely be listening this week. And then he also gives us a list of potential Pokemon topics for Puckle. So I'll take a look at those. Maybe one of those will be it. We don't know yet.
Yeah.
All right.
Take a look at those and see what happens.
Yeah.
Maybe one of them.
Yeah. No. So next one is from Brychuk. This is somebody's other than mine.
Ethan? I'll do it.
Do it.
What is good, Puckle? Brychuk here. In my last email, there was a bit of confusion on how to pronounce my name. My name is Brian, so there you go. Starting totally off topic, my wife and I had our first baby a week ago. Congratulations.
Babies!
Thing that matters, like continuing the population of the earth, you know, making sure we don't go extinct.
How many steps did it take, or how long were you on the bike for?
You did name it after me, right?
They should either be named Thatch, Ethan, or Mr. Thingy.
I think that's Mr. Thingy's a very, that's gonna be a tough name to go through high school with, whatever.
Love your son?
Not enough. So I'm not sure if any of the Puckle crew are parents, but let me tell you, it's enormously rewarding, but a lot of hard work. I might be a parent. Who knows? I don't. I'm on paternity leave, and in between the hours I was trying to convince my kid to sleep, there were very long stretches of downtime, which I've devoted primarily to breeding Pokemon inspired by the podcast and trendy VGC pokes that I've never tried before. So far, I've bred a 5 IV Cottonee and Tynamo. I'm very excited to run an Electross.
Electross is actually really cool.
Yeah. As well as a Larvesta, Honedge, and Kangaskhan. I've always been a Slowbro fan, but I haven't run him since Red Blue, so I'm currently working on a Slowpoke right now. With a shiny Zigzagoon as an HM slave, I feel it's a pretty solid in-game team that can also surprise random people who challenge me in battles. However, since I've already beaten all 4 versions of X, Y, and Oraz, I'm not sure what I'm going to do with the new pokes. I was hoping they'd announce a Z version or a new game at VJC, so I guess if anyone in the community is looking for an egglock challenge, I'd be glad to hook something up.
I mean, it'd still be very exciting to do it, like, competitively, right? Like...
Yeah.
You could definitely play competitive. Like, you can come hang out with us and play competitive with us.
Any other suggestions on Puckle favorites to breed that are RU or higher? I'm happy to trade extras in exchange for a little inspiration.
No trading required. Some of my favorites. I mean, you have, just because it's a thing, you have to try Gale Wing's Talonflame. You should just try it. I mean, it's good. Just understand why it's good and then stop using it so you can come up with ways to counter it. I really like Galvantula. He's not as good after Bank came out, but he's still pretty good. He's the fastest user of Sticky Web in the entire game. Compound Eyes is an incredibly useful ability in that you get 91% accuracy Thunder. It's just a really good Pokemon. I really enjoy Galvantula. It's really hard. You have to breed for, like, HP Ice if you want it to be, like, perfect, but it works out. He already said Slowbro, right? He's working on Slowpoke. Slowpoke's really good. I really like Slowpoke. I like Regenerator Slowpoke, and I like Regenerator Amoongus.
Mm.
It's a really cool core to run. Mindfu does the same thing. You run a similar core in Little Cup sometimes if you really want to. But that's me. That's me talking Little Cup.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Right on. As for the mailbag, I never really got into the contests. I got my cosplay Pikachu, but wasn't compelled to get any further than that. I appreciate the concept, just not my thing.
Flip-flop mode squad is the greatest, Brychuk.
I like how many people still sent in the mailbag, even though they had nothing to say about the actual question.
Yeah.
It's one of my... I really like when that happens, actually. Like, I really like it when I'm not like... being sarcastic. I'm not being sarcastic. It means that, like, people are willing to just to email in.
Even if they have nothing to say about the topic. But yeah. That's cool. We like to hear from you people.
Yeah, I really do. I enjoy it a lot. Like, this is, like, a
You're
part of my
week. You're
the
only people I actually hear from. So,
like, in my, during my week,
on my life.
During my week, it's actually a lot of fun to, like, I constantly, like, check my phone to see if, like, I get a Puckle email or something. Yeah. I have a problem. But Viger, you get this one from 8-Bit Loki.
All right. Hello, Thatch and his merry band of co-hosts. 8-Bit Loki here to drop in on the mailbag. But first, let me say that I really enjoyed last week's episode. On another off-topic point, the trivia has been a lot of fun. The questions aren't as easy as you think. It takes more than a Google search to find most of the answers. I look forward to continuing to try and go 10 for 10.
Let me stop you. What he's talking about here is Scrawn does a bi-weekly like trivia thing with like real-life prizes if you win.
Yes.
So definitely go check that out. It's a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
And he gets good questions. Like, you actually have to dig for these questions.
You actually have to think for them. Either you know them or you don't. It's not like this, eh,
and he won't let me win.
No. Because, well...
Yeah.
So, as for the mailbag, I really don't have much to say. Oh, surprise, surprise. Contests is or is it are. I can never get that. The one aspect of Pokemon games I never got into. In full disclosure, I didn't even get my costume Pikachu until after I beat the game, simply because I did not talk to anyone in the contest hall. I am hoping that now that I have listened to this episode, I will have a better grasp on contests and maybe even get into them. But if I'm being honest, I would be shocked if that happens. I get what you did there, man. You just went on the cosplay Pikachu. And, okay. Anyways, that's all I've got for today. Keep up the good work. Live long and Puckle. 8-Bit Loki.
All right. So our next one is from Brave Shaolin. Hello, Pucklemunity. This is Brave Shaolin, writing all the way from Brazil.
Woo!
I've been a listener to the show since, well, a long time ago. I would like to know what a long time ago means.
Because, in Brazil, how long
Like, longer long than Ethan ago? Long time ago?
Unlikely.
That's very hard.
Yeah, how long
Longer
is...
than Thatch long time ago? Very
That's
difficult.
Impossible.
I've never sent an email before, but I sure was stalking the website and the episodes and you guys as you record the podcast and while you live your daily lives.
That's creepy. That's creepy.
Anyway, about the topic, I just love the contest and find them super fun. But Lycia, I wish my Pokemon could battle that girl. No, not their team, but her. I can't explain exactly the reason, but my anger boils when she starts twerking and giving chapter names to my life. It's my life! I want to name the chapters! And she keeps twerking and shouting her oppressive chapter names on my face, and I get all like, honestly, girl, stop that. But in all seriousness, though, I trade Seaver Contest for Battle Frontier any day. Keep being awesome. Everybody do the flop.
Everybody
right.
do
your
flop.
Alright. You get this next run from Snag, Ethan.
Hello, Trainer Thatch and whoever he has. Just responding to the mailbag before I'm off traveling for the weekend. Back in Gen 3, when contests were introduced, I thought they were neat, but being a completionist, I needed to get all the ribbons. Not only that, I wanted them on one Pokemon. So I searched for a good strategy and got a Shuppet with the following moveset. Thunderbolt, Curse, Bite, Destiny Bond. The five turns would go as such. Thunderbolt for 4, Curse for 3, perform later next turn, Spite for 4 when performing last, Thunderbolt for 4, Destiny Bond for 8. But Noir moved, but it didn't matter since it was last turn. For the berries I blended, I harvested some superior berries from Wishmaker Jirachi's. Thatch can explain, I think. Can you explain?
Okay, so when you got the Wishmaker Jirachi's from the bonus disc... They actually came with, like, a really rare berry. Now, a list of them, that's slightly difficult. But it definitely came with different berries. It's probably on the Jirachi page, actually.
Okay. So, that maxed out 4 of the 5 categories. I think it neglected cool. With this set, I was able to get Master Rank in all categories. I then bought brought Shuppet to Sinnoh to compete in those contests as well. They changed the effects of the move, so I had to change it up a bit, but I had similar moves that moved your position up or down, coupled with a move that was effective when performed first or last. I didn't like the addition of the rhythm game. When I heard contests were coming back for Auraz, I was excited, especially since my Shuppet could evolve into Bennett, and then Mega Evolve as well. I was also excited to see that I could max out all of the categories now, once I was able to do contests. I swear I spent 5 hours straight getting Bennett new ribbons. That all being said, I felt that even though contests were getting more attention, they were more watered down. Attached our picture of Bennett and all of its ribbons. As I mentioned previously, I don't think there's a legit Pokemon with more badges than my Jeanette, my Bennett. Thanks for letting me ramble. Snag.
There was actually somebody on Reddit who like had a Delibird that he had from Gen 3 get all of the all of the ribbons, because it got like the XD and Coliseum like purification ribbon, like a Mount Battle ribbon. And they got, like, a bunch of ribbons from, like, it just got so many ribbons. It was ridiculous. But, no, there's definitely a lot of ribbons there. you've got this next one from Powerbutt.
Powerbutt, awesome. So, Thatch and other Pucklecast, in the approximate 2 years, Powerbutt, me, that one guy that terrorized your forums with Pokemon, has sent an email. I have not died, been transformed into a Trevenant, or overdosed on Green Tauros. Life has, however, taken over on to Overdrive. Not that anyone actually gives a Salamence. To answer your mailbag about contests, during the DPP Diamond Pearl Platinum era, a 6 to 8 year old me blankly stared at his screen, deciphering this contest. He never understood it, used fake tears, and moved through his life, forever burdened by the lack of knowledge he maintained. Shortly after his realization of his contest-related flaws, he started watching competitive battling instead. To quote Karl Marx in his most gruff and magnificent voice, I mean, look at his beard. Contests are simply a way to create fake quotes and confuse small children. Become a communist and break away from the capitalist Pokemon franchise. He totally said that. Dusclopsly. I think a contest episode is not complete without becoming confusing, so prove to me that contests exist. Can't? Oh well. Still, nobody really gives us Salamence. They're contests, after all. I'll keep this email from becoming tedious, but basically I've been thinking a lot after stuff in my life has happened. I remember how you all used to cheer me up, so in all honesty, I wanted to thank everyone who has worked on Puckle. You all are awesome people and totally high-functioning members of society. Serious thanks to all of you, minor jokes aside. Catch you on the totally metaphorical flip-flop, Powerbutt, whose name will always be a joke about his gastrointestinal troubles. As a note,
That's a good topic.
Yeah.
Idea. I'm okay with that. That's something that we can definitely talk about in the near future.
All right.
Right on.
Moving on, I get this next one from Henry. Hello, Thatch and co-host. It's Henry again, back from a 3 to 4 week hiatus. I don't know when you guys record, so this may be read a week late. Typically Sundays. Next week is actually going to be Saturday, though. Some topic ideas may be PokeTubers or Auraz Secret Bases. I swear I did a Secret Base episode literally as soon as Auraz came out. I have spent hours on YouTube watching Pokemon and hours on my 3DS making my base decked out. Anyways, hours before I listened to this latest podcast, I had spent maybe a few hours doing Master Rank contests to get the glass ornament, so I think I have a bit of experience in doing contests. I found that the cosplay Pikachu is by far the easiest Pokemon to train up and use effectively. I maxed my cosplay Pikachu's contest stats out by feeding it a Rainbow Pokeblock Plus. Chesto, Pekka, Rost, Esper, I think, is what I used to make it. I gave it a scarf corresponding to the contest I am doing. By this, you can pretty much win the lower three tiers just with looks. However, in the Master Rank, you actually need to try. My moveset is Rest, Sleep, Talk, Quick Attack, and cosplays Pikachu's signature move for its suit. With this moveset, I find that Clever and Cute contest the easiest, followed by Cool and Tough, and Beauty being the hardest. Most of the time, I spam Rest Talk, but in the Cool Contest, I spam Meteor Shower. Meteor Mash, as the audience won't lose interest. And in Clever Contest, I use Quick Attack and Electric Terrain. Quick Attack makes you go first, and Electric Terrain gives you more points if you move first, as well as boost the Star Meter thingy by 2. With this strategy and a bit of patience, you will eventually get beat all the Master Ranks, get Lucario Knight and the Starlight, and beat Master Ranks again, meet Wallace, and finally get the coveted glass ornament, and finally stop doing contest. Love the podcast, and keep up the good work. P.S. You can sometimes get the Destiny Knot if you talk to your fans after beating a Master Rank contest. Helpful for breeding. Bye, Henry.
There you go.
Merlin Knight. This is the next one, or Merlin. This is for you, Ethan. Read this
one. Oh, boy. There once was a man who strayed away from the Pokemon game he liked to play. For months he wandered, searching for a purpose. At last, he was a fish out of water, or perhaps a porpoise. Hey there, Puggle peeps. It's spelled Pepe's, whatever. It has been several months since I last wrote in, but I must confess, I had to put down Pokemon for League of Legends. That's a bad life choice there. However, between school, work, and my girlfriend, League just seemed like too much to handle. Plus, it made me rage a lot. So about a month ago, I dusted off my 3DS and started catching up on the podcast and competitive battling. In the mailbag, while I don't really pay much attention to contests, but I will say that Auraz got me into them a little, even if it was just to get cosplay Pikachu and have a light ball and swept the game with. And I think that if contests boosted friendliness in Pokemon, made them easier to train, or gave Pokemon EXP, I would like it more. But honestly, it's just kind of there.
That'd be interesting. That'd be like a Mii. You know how Pokemon a Mii does all those things?
Mm-hmm. Friendliness would be nice.
Yeah, definitely.
Anyway, before I teleport away, I think it would be a good idea to have an episode about each host's favorite Pokemon and why they are better than other host picks. My favorite Pokemon right now is Stoutland, because he is considered a PU Pokemon, but has won me many, many VGC battles on Battlespot on my sand team. And with Life Orb, he's been one-shotting a lot of popular picks like Kang and Thundurus. His stats are also fairly decent, and his design is really cool. Well, it's time to make like Stunfisk and flip-flop away. Merlin signing off.
Awesome.
I gotta admire that, playing with pokes that you like. I always got respect for that.
Viger, this is perfect timing for you. Yes. We have an email that was sent to us by our very own Bosefist.
Oh, boy.
Oh, man. This is for you. Bo.
This is for you.
That's an anime reference, if anybody gets that one. Bosefist. What it do, Puckle Crew? It's your good friend, Bo, and I'm doing my best here to not ruin your day. So I'm wrecking this contest right, straight up trashing the competition. They don't know their butts from holes in the ground, and I got them on the ropes. Then out of nowhere, someone who knows what they're doing shows up and it's game over. Turns out, just because you win in a few of the easy ones doesn't mean you have a clue. But on a nostalgia side note, I literally just discovered last night that if you hit B down while the Game Boy Color title screen is up, you can change the pixels to negative. If you hit the other three on the D-pad, it changes it to something else. Did you guys know about this? How on earth did I not? Any who's-its, smell your flip-flops later. Your gosh darn boy Bosefus.
So, that's the thing.
Yeah.
You I'm surprised. If you were playing an original Game Boy cart, mm-hmm. and you put it into a Game Boy Color, you could adjust the color scheme of the...
Yep.
Yeah. Yep.
Alright, yep. So this is...
Leave it to Bo to find something like that out, and then immediately try and spread it around to everybody. It's like, hey, did you know about this?
Yes.
Our next one is from Deroxys. You face Deroxys, itchy lord of the mosquito-plagued region. I'm seriously so glad there isn't a mosquito Pokemon. I'd be fainting them out of spite right now. Seriously, one got me right on the finger where my pencil goes, among other places. I am an unhappy Deroxys. I think the Auraz contests are very cool. I'm not really all that good at them, but I didn't put too much effort into it, so it's understandable. My favorite part of them is that it gives you a Pokemon that you're attached to, but otherwise, bottom of the barrel, a chance to shine. I had a Plusle that I was grooming to be the coolest rodent of his time, rodent this side of Nim. Discussion idea. What areas of the world would you most like to see inspire a Pokemon region? I think there is a merit in the American Southwest when you look at gorgeous places like New Mexico, but then I remember that the rest of it is just a hellish flat void of infinity. I lived in a valley where my whole life is flatlands are horrifyingly unsettling. Something flip-flops.
Oh my god. Has every email had flip-flops that reference in there?
I made a mention of this a couple weeks ago, actually. Because I was just like, who started like the flip-flops references in the email? And actually, I was contacted. I mentioned this last week, actually, as well. Locke was the first person to ever do it, and then everybody else just did it afterwards. It was ridiculous. But without further ado, that is the end of our mailbag. And as always, if we think somebody earned it, we will give them the Green Tauros badge. Anybody stand out to you guys?
I got to sift through all these again and figure out...
Was there any that actually mentioned how much they like contests?
I don't know if this Bosefist guy... I don't know if this Bosefist guy...
There was one. It was 8-Bit Loki, I believe, and he already has it.
Yeah. So...
I don't know that I think anybody deserves it.
None of them really stood out for me as like...
That's fine. You know what? Next week, try a little bit harder.
But then again, this one kind of is like...
It was a week.
Didn't really know what to talk about.
It's fine. It's fine.
So, yeah.
You could try harder next time, though. I don't feel bad. I don't feel bad. But either way, I know, I'm heartless, right? Next week, our topic is going to be post-games. And so that way we can talk about the Delta episode without Ethan. Or with Ethan.
if I get it done. If not, I'll never see you guys ever again.
Exactly. We got your word for that, man.
And so we're going to talk about post-games next week. So
next week there may or may not be a Blackthorn Council member opening position.
Well, it definitely won't be because we have 9 now.
Yeah, we decided there's not going to be, right?
Right. It was a good joke, though. I appreciate it.
Yeah, it's still a good joke.
Either way, our mailbag question next week is going to be, what was your favorite post-game, or what do you think should be added into any post-game that we have now? If you say Battle Frontier, you do not win the Green Tauros badge.
Yeah.
And so...
If you say more legendaries, no.
either way, send that into pucklepodcast@gmail.com. And in the meantime, you can also go ahead and you can like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, follow us on Tumblr. That is facebook.com/pucklepodcast. Twitter, we are @pucklepodcast. Tumblr, we are also pucklepodcast as well. You can also check us out on, subscribe to the Puckle subreddit, r/Puckle. And on top of that, you can review us on iTunes. That is the biggest help of all. I also really, really enjoy reading iTunes reviews when they happen. Mm-hmm. It is one of the things I do, like, more often than I honestly should. Maybe I should start picking, like, an iTunes review every episode. That's my favorite. And reading that as, like, more of, like, something for people to do, or motivation for people to go do it. Check that out. And with that, I guess that's pretty much it for right now. Anything else? Yeah. Did I forget anything?
I don't think so.
Yeah, just feel free to email us at pucklepodcast@gmail.com. More than likely, your email will be read on the show next week. And without further ado, also check out pucklepodcast.com and come and just hang out with us. That's also fun.
Yeah, I'd like to see you there.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. So without further ado, I guess I am Trainer Thatch.
Ethan, this is the part where you say bye.
Oh, jeez. Oh, man. I haven't done this in so long that it's just...
Oh, my gosh, Ethan.
This has been Ethan here. Up top in the woods.
Oh, God.
That sounded awful.
That was awful, hey. Man.
Okay, keep going.
Happy all right, birthday.
So that creepy guy is Ethan. I'm Viger.
And here in the Lavender Town Radio Tower, it's closing time.
Side.
Come on down to Ethan's Beauty Salon. We'll take that mangy mutt you picked up off the side of the road into a regular dog star. I took a force of nature like Kyogre and made it into one of the most beautiful Pokemon in all the land. I got nothing else. I ran out of things to say. Let's try.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.